This is HeartWise, a program offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life happier, healthier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. In today's show, we're going to be talking about someone to love. I'm Tim Cochus, along with Dr. James Marco. Here's your HeartWise host, Charles Mills.
Thank you, Tim. We have been moving through the days of creation on this program for the past few weeks. What's creation got to do with health? Well, absolutely everything. When God created this world, he also created a health system to keep every plant and animal alive and healthy. Air to breathe, sunlight to strengthen immune systems, nutritious life-building food to eat, and muscle-maintaining activity to enjoy. Even the birds of the air and the fish of the sea were to be kept busy singing and exploring the world. Now we come to day six, and what an amazing day this was. I mean, can you create an aardvark or a tiger or a stallion? Dr. Markham, I noticed that animals came first, then man. Do you think that there was a reason for this?
Well, I don't know. I hope so. You know, I hope that everything, you know, and I'm sure it is, that everything that God does and everything that he created and all about his entity, there's a reason. Whether we can understand the reason, that's the much greater issue. But this is such an exciting subject for me today because, you know, in modern medicine, what we've done is we've created sort of partial truths out there. And let me explain.
Yes.
We've taught people that if they have the best technology or the best pills or the best treatments, that's a solution to their entire problems. However, we know that this just sort of temporizes and takes care of the acute situation. But what we've been talking about the last few weeks is God's plan not only is a way to prevent the need for all this, but it's a treatment in and of itself, because we're now proving with biblical technology that we can actually change people's chemistry. So these biblical prescriptions, this biblical technology is a way to not need modern medicine, and it's also a way to keep us from having some of the problems that are plaguing everyone. And I look at right now, someone just quoted to me this morning in my office, 88% of money spent in America is related to obesity-related illnesses. I mean, that is tremendous. Whether that's totally right or not, I don't know. But that's why we have to get this message about how things are supposed to be and what some people don't even know what they should do when things malfunction. You know, there is a place for modern medicine. There's a place for that. But it's not the end all. The next place we want to go is to the great physician and what he teaches. And as he teaches us these great things and we get to know him and have that relationship, then we make these lifestyle changes. And these lifestyle changes were really given to us at creation. And that's why today we're going to talk about what I consider the greatest prescription at all, the thing that is at the heart of health, this word called love. And we're going to talk about how animals show us this love. You know, God didn't really need to make them.
True.
He didn't
that's
really
true.
Need to do this, but he did this because it was another expression of his love for us. And we're going to talk about how this changes our chemistry, prevents us from having disease, and is a treatment for disease. It's scientifically proven.
So when we look around at the world and we see these animals out here, we shouldn't be thinking food. We should be thinking something else.
Yeah.
Should we be thinking maybe relationship? Maybe these animals are supposed to be our friends?
Yes, we should be thinking love. We should be thinking things like, you know, let me just give you an example. I have two dogs at home, Max and Daffy, and they're the sweetest. They're Shorkies. They're half Shih Tzu and half Yorkshire Terriers. When I come home, they are the first ones to greet. When my car comes into the driveway, they sense I'm coming, and they run up there to meet me. So they're right there meeting me, wagging their tails as happy as can be. You know, if I open my door, they jump in. And as soon as I get home, they follow me around. They have so much love. They lick me, and they're with me. Sometimes when I do projects late at night, you know, they'll just come up and sit at my feet, and they just show me so much love, and they don't ask for anything in return. Even if they've had a bad day, they find a way to love me. And that changes my chemistry. You know, I look forward to seeing them. My heart rate slows down. I feel better. But, you know, that's not the only example. You know, in animals that we see love, we know that people, you know, we've seen studies that they take animal therapy into nursing homes and people with Alzheimer's disease and cancer. And every study that's shown that the people become cognitively more alert when there's an animal involved. They do better with whatever treatment they have. So there's something about the animal, and it's nothing about the yelping or the barking or the meowing or whatever that might happen. It's the love that's exchanged. But it doesn't only stop there. Not only there's a love exchange, but there's something that we learn about God when we appreciate His creation, when we love His creation, when we take care of it, when we serve His creation. All of that enhances our body's chemistry, and we're just learning all the beneficial effects on the cytokine systems, the immune systems, our blood pressure, the adrenal axis, not to mention our brain functioning. You know, when we do what God taught us originally, when we have that heart of health, which is love, working in a brain and not a selfish brain, the parts of our brain that develops that communicates with God develop to a more fully extent. And the bad parts of the brain, the selfish parts of the brain, the amygdala, the limbic system, the bad parts that we don't want to turn on get turned off a little bit. But we look at the the whole basis of talking about these animals is love. And that's really what the animals were made. They were made to love us. And not only, you know, the other animals, but God eventually gave a spouse to love as well. Yes. And He gave us each other to love each other. So love is a universal treatment and prevention for disease. And how many people think that love in a life is probably the greatest prescription and treatment that they could ever have? And when they don't have it, they got the negative prescription.
Exactly. Have you ever prescribed a dog for someone?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Charles. For instance, let me give you an example. What happened a couple weeks ago, a lady came in, 83 years old. I've been taking care of her for years. 6 months earlier, her husband had died. And she, you know, and we know that within the 6 months after her death, there's such a rise of the other spouse getting sick, even if everything in their body's perfect because of that loss of the love in their life. It damages them. So I knew that she had to have this replaced. She lived by herself. She didn't have any family. So I said, you know, listen, why don't we just get a pet for you? Someone to care, someone that you can serve, someone that you love. This is a prescription for you. Just like I would write a prescription for another medication, this is a prescription for you. It's going to change things dramatically. Someone else had put her on an antidepressant pill. You know, someone had put her on, she wasn't eating. Someone had put her on a pill to help her gain weight. Through all this, her heart started going fast, and another doctor put her on a pill to help slow down her heart. She wasn't sleeping well at night, so someone put her on a sleeping pill to help her sleep better at night. So I said, no, you weren't on any of this 6 months ago. The only thing that's different is you lost your husband, you know, and it's a great loss. And we talked there about, you know, permanent healing, you know, that God has a place for us. He walked with the Lord. He, you know, they're going to see each other again someday. And she could accept that. But that loss of love in her life that wasn't physically there every day, not only that loss of love, but that loss of service that she was given, because that service is very important to her chemistry here too, because we were designed to serve each other. We were designed to serve, because service and love, sometimes people can think that's as an interchangeable word. But anyway, she didn't have that. So when we wrote her the prescription for the pet, she got a little puppy, and she came back 3 or 4 weeks later, and guess what? Her world had changed dramatically. She began to understand the power of love, and love lost is a great danger to her. She had something to love. She had someone to serve. And, you know, now she's almost off all those medications that she was put on, off all those side effects. You know, the love won't totally be replaced, but it's definitely a start.
I really like what you're saying here, Dr. Markham, because I'm thinking, is it because the animal loves us that it's healing, or is it because we love the animal? Where do you think is the most healing energy being generated here?
It works both ways. It works both ways. And, you know, if you look at our example, the greatest example of love that we have outside of the creation story is our Savior when He came down to show us love. And when you look at the way He showed love and the way He cared for us, you know, definitely He showed us love and served, and He gave everything He had. He loved, but vice versa, He was also loved as well. So I think it works both ways. And God made us to love Him, and you know, and He loves us. So I think it works both ways. And yet this is very powerful chemistry. Now, let's think about what's happening in the earth now. We have been so busy. We have been so wrapped up in everything else, everything what I call artificial, that really doesn't have a lot of meaning. And we've put so much value on this, whether it's a television program or whether it's an iPod game or an app or our work or being so or watching football games or who knows what it might be. We've gotten so busy with all this, we've forgotten what it is like to love and to serve. In old days, that's the only way there was to live. So we've really extracted meaning from our life. And like taking water out of a grape, sooner or later you have a raisin. So we have a bunch of raisins on this earth. You know, when we were designed to be grapes.
True.
Come on. But how many of us, in thinking about health and wellness and healing, actually think about this thing, this powerful treatment of love? You know, how many doctors come in and say, listen, I'm going to write you a prescription for love. You know, this is how you have it. So ultimately, not only does it, we talk about the animals and we talk about serving each other, but we also, when we talk about love, we have to go to the source of love, and that's a relationship with the Father who makes us all love and, you know, gives us the example of love and starts making this all make sense. That's why this relationship with the Father is such a meaningful treatment and prevention of disease.
Well, you have answered my question beautifully, because the question was, why did the animals come first? When man showed up, God wanted to make sure that that man had someone to love.
Exactly.
And not only someone, but just a whole world full of animals to love. The dogs and the cats and the horses and the elephants and all the animals that were there. God wanted to make sure. So, if someone is going through their life and they are having a chronic illness, it's possible, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's possible that they may not be loving enough. They haven't been able to go out and give of themselves enough to love someone. Can that really make them sick?
Exactly. You're exactly right. You know, and we were designed to have, you know, other people to love, animals to love. This whole example, you know, to give us something to do, to take care of each other. That was part of the healing equation giving to us at creation. God could have made us with no animals, all by ourselves, with just plants. He could have done all that if he wished, but he gave us this for a reason. Now, we have to figure out the exact reason. Why did he do this? To help our chemistry work the best. And now we see, you know, in cardiac disease, we have a syndrome. It's called the apical balloon syndrome. Or another person calls, it's, what is that? Well, we know that when someone's traumatized by a loss of a loved one or something catastrophic, that the body makes a lot of adrenaline. When it makes a lot of the adrenaline, parts of the body are damaged greatly. And love loss causes these adrenaline surges in some patients. So we can see that when we don't have love, what a danger it does to our chemistry. We know people that are selfish, don't have love, higher rates of depression. Of course, we know about the suicide rates, higher mental problems they have, more immune systems problems, response to therapy is not as good. They have more joint problems. There's just a lethargy of things that come from lack of love. And so part of the world's health crisis is a lack of love. And that lack of love is, you know, everyone says, oh, why do we have such a health crisis here? Well, a lack of love in this world is definitely a contributing factor.
Wow. My. Well, we have a break coming up here. And on the other side of this break, I want to get practical today,
great,
Dr. Markham. I want to make sure that we address the needs of, let's say that the lady that is living alone in an apartment in New York City, and she stays behind that locked door. How can she find someone to love? How can someone love her in return? Let's talk about the truck driver out there who's driving his truck all week long. And what can he do to find love? And how can he express love to other people? Let's find that out when we get back, because love is important, and we want to make sure that we have practical tips for our listeners. Tim?
Yes, that is so true, Charles. Someone to Love. We are actually going through the book, The Heart of Health, Avoiding Deception. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, you can do so by calling 423-790-7421. I'll give that number after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The power of choice. It led a teenager to lose his first job. It led him to a rough life on the sea, and it led him to years of confrontation and controversy. Looking back at his life, he said, "I sinned with a high hand, and I made it my study to tempt and seduce others." After years of dissidence and depravity, he finally saw the light and chose to live for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Overwhelmed by this truth, he penned a testament to God that reflected his own transformation. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. John Newton was a new creation, thanks to God's amazing grace. Make the Bible part of your life with free daily ESV Bible reading sent directly to your computer. Check it out today at BibleForLife.org.
Here's your daily heartbeat with Dr. James Markham.
How do we know what's true in the world of diet and weight loss? You know, sometimes we hear low fat, high fat, low carb, high carb, low protein, high protein. Then recently I read an article that says none of the diet plans out there work long term. Well, I say let's get back to the biblical treatment. Let's get back to what the Bible says. You know, friends, the original diet consisted of fresh fruit, nuts, grains, and water. This was the biblical diet. This made Daniel and his friends much smarter than the others just by getting back to the basics. So one thing I want to urge you in any diet plan, let's get back to the biblical plan. Fresh fruits, grains, nuts, vegetables, water. Make that the cornerstone of your good diet.
Thank you, Dr. Markham. If you'd like more information, go to heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org. And welcome back to Heartwise as we continue to talk about The Heart of Health, Avoiding Deception. Would you like to get a copy of this book? Currently, we're going through chapter 6, I believe. Is that right, Dr. Markham?
Well, somewhere. We're going through day 6 of creation.
Day 6 of creation.
Day
there
six.
We go.
Chapter 12.
There
chapter
you
12.
Go. Okay. If you'd like to get a copy, you can call this phone number, 423-790-7421. And we're going to continue with Someone to Love. Right, Charles?
Yeah, I can see why the deception has been creeping in, and I can see how it's happening, Dr. Markham. If love is important, the devil wants to make sure that we don't have love in our lives. So let's separate everyone. Let's put them behind computers. Let's not have any face-to-face. Let's not have any kind of interaction. Let's have an anonymity that you can say anything you want and be as rude as you want and nobody can get at you. So let's make sure that we have a society of people who are mad at each other, rude to each other, and separated from each other. Now, that said, let's say that there's someone listening right now who says, I don't want to live that way. I want to have my life very different from that. But here I am in this apartment in New York City. I don't want to go outside because, you know, I might get mugged. It's kind of dangerous out there. How can a person that's been shut away so much, Dr. Markham, how can that person find avenues of loving others? Help us.
Ooh, how depressing. Charles, that sounds so bleak.
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of people live that way.
I know, and
yes,
that's
yes.
It. They live in that such a hole, and they're consumed by themselves.
Yeah. Well, let's help them. What
that's
can we
it.
Do? How
well,
can we help that person?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, a simple definition of love is putting someone else's interest above yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
So if that person, you know, the place I would start with them is asking the Holy Spirit to come into their life and take control. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I was talking to my daughter Kelly and Jake and my son Jake the other day about, you know, asking the Holy Spirit to come in every day. Then they said, well, you know, we don't feel the Holy Spirit come into our lives, you know, to give us the power to learn how to love. And I said, well, you know, you don't have to feel it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not based upon a feeling. When God said he's going to do it, you ask and he's going to take care of it for you. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
You just accept
right.
the gift. A gift of salvation is a gift.
And keep the faith.
Yeah, I mean, so what you have to do is, that's exactly right, Tim. You have to accept that gift, have faith,
right.
and let as you have that faith, then the Holy Spirit can do more with you. So
amen.
I said, you know, kids, just ask him in and ask him to teach you about love and to show you what love is. Because how do we know what it is? You know,
so this person,
that would be the first step I would do is dedicate my life to letting the Holy Spirit do the work for me, where I didn't have to do anything myself, and let that love that comes from a relationship with God start to develop. And I'm sure that would lead to a study of the scriptures, but eventually it would lead to some acts of service. Now, what can a person that's all by themselves do to serve? Well, I have this problem that comes to me in my office from elderly patients, especially the elderly ones that used to be in ministry their whole lives. They come and say, listen, you know, 30 years ago I was in charge of this and I did this, but now I'm all broken down. I can't do anything. I hurt and I just can't do ministry. I said, you know what? But you can serve just by praying for others.
Amen.
You know, just by doing that, you can serve by praying for ministries. You know, other things that you can do to serve others is, you know, almost everyone nowadays has a telephone. You know, you can pick up a phone occasionally and brighten someone else's day. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go outside and, you know, even if you might be in a city, there's usually parks there. You can enjoy the fresh air. You can enjoy what nature you have. Museums are a great place to go. And almost all the big cities have zoos if you can't have your own animal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, almost everyone can get a little bitty animal, whether it be a goldfish or something little that they can that they can appreciate and that they can actually have to love. But as this as you invite the Holy Spirit in your life, in my experience, the Holy Spirit shows you ways to love each other, might bring relationships into your life, might give you opportunities to serve others. I like to think of what you and Tim do as loving. You're loving people by serving them by what you give on the radio programs, by the inflections of your voice, by your enthusiasm, by your smiles. You can certainly go out the grocery store and smile at somebody and change your prescriptions. So there's lots of little ways that people can do to not only share love, but to develop love with their own life. And it's sort of like a seed you plant it. You know, you plant a seed of love, and sooner or later it puts up roots and it starts to grow and it gets bigger and bigger, and you get a new branch, a new limb, and leaves on it. And before you know, you've branched out to all over places that you've never discovered. And now with this internet, people can, you know, I mean, find ways to serve on the internet by sending emails, by reading. You know, you can go to pages that show you nature on the internet. You can look at beautiful pictures of things that might take you to the places where you necessarily can't go to if you're sort of shut in, either in a city environment or your health will not allow you to do these things.
Boy. You know, Dr. Markham, when I was a student at the university right where you guys are, where the studio is at this moment, I did something on some weekend. I sang or did something or talked. And the next week, I got a letter from, I don't know who this person was, some gentleman, elderly gentleman. He just simply said, you know, Charles, thank you for what you did last Sabbath there on church. Good job, and it blessed me.
Yes. Yes.
I have never forgotten that letter. I mean, I am that was centuries ago.
Wow.
But it stuck with me. And that man took, what, 5 minutes to write a letter and send it to me in the dormitory? I have no idea who he was. But I thank him every day. When I'm feeling a little down, I say, you know, someone's watching and caring what I'm doing. So I just want to just tell our listeners that you have tremendous potential. If you're a shut-in, if you can't get out, if you are all by yourself, you have tremendous potential to help a young person, to help someone by simply expressing kindness to that person and saying, good job, go for it. And he helped me. I can tell you right now, to this day, I remember it. So you are so right, Dr. Markham, so right. Well, we just have a moment left here on the program, and I want to make sure that everyone is taken care of here. What final words of motivation would you give us, Dr. Markham, to help us heal people with love, even in simple ways?
Well, the biggest thing I want to leave people is pray about it. You know, give it to the God, the person that is the originator of love, that knows the most about this subject. I don't know the most about this subject. I know that I feel it's very important, but ask God to show you what love is and experience it in your own way with him. And he will be faithful to come through for you to show you how to love. And this will help prevent disease and also treat the disease that you might have in your life.
Amen. No matter where you are, no matter what your situation, God will bring something or someone to love into your life. I like that. Tim?
Yes. Yeah, that's The Heart of Health, Avoiding Deception.
Amen.
If you'd like to get a copy, give us a call, 423-790-7421. Or you can go to our website, heartwiseministries.org. Heartwise is a production of Heartwise Ministries, and I'm Tim Cochus, along with Dr. James Markham and Charles Mills. Until next time, my friends. May God bless.